Laid in my quiet bed, in study as I were, I saw within my troubled head a heap of thoughts appear. And every thought did show so lively in mine eyes, that now I sighed and then I smiled, as cause of thought did rise. I saw the little boy in thought how oft that he did wish of God to scape the rod, a tall young man to be. The young man eke that feels his bones with pains oppressed, how he would be a rich old man to live and lie at rest. The rich old man that sees his end draw on so sore, how he would be a boy again to live so much the more. Whereat full oft I smiled to see how all these three, from boy to man, from man to boy, would chop and change degree. And musing thus, I think, the case is very strange, that man from wealth to live in woe doth ever seek to change. Thus thoughtful as I lay, I saw my withered skin, how it doth show my dented chews, the flesh was worn so thin. And eke my toothless chaps, the gate of my right way, that opes and shuts as I do speak, do thus unto me say, thy white and hoarish airs, the messengers of age, that show like lines of true belief, that this life doth assuage, bid thee lay hand, and feel them, hanging on thy chin, the which do write, two ages past, the third now coming in. Hang up therefore the bit of thy young wanton time, and thou that therein beaten art, the happiest life define. Whereat I sighed and said, farewell, my wonted joy, truss up thy pack, and trudge from me to every little boy, and tell them thus from me, their time most happy is, if to their time they reason had to know the truth of this.